Matthew chapter 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, "Don't you see all these things? Truly I say to you, there will not be left here one stone on another that won't be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Make sure that no man deceives you, for many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Make sure you're not troubled, for all these things must happen, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they'll take you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall be offended and shall betray each other and shall hate each other. And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall be abundant, the love of many shall grow cold. But he that endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations, and then shall the end come. Therefore, when you shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken about by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whosoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him that is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him that is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe to those who are with child, and to those who are nursing babies in those days. But pray that your flight will not be in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day, for then there shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world until that time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days are shortened, no flesh will be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say to you, 'See, here is Christ,' or 'there,' don't believe it. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, so that if it were possible, they'll deceive the very elect. See, I have told you beforehand. So if they say to you, 'See, he is in the desert,' don't go out. See, he is in the secret rooms, don't believe it. For as the lightning comes out of the east and shines all the way to the west, so shall also the Son of Man be. For wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give its light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all of the tribes of the earth shall mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and puts out leaves, you know that summer is near. So likewise you, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Truly I say to you, this generation shall not pass until all these things have been fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But regarding that day and hour, no man knows, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and didn't know until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding together at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, because you don't know what hour your Lord comes. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be broken up. Therefore, you be ready also, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he comes, shall find doing so. Truly I say to you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, My Lord delays his coming, and begins to strike his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him in pieces, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be crying and gnashing of teeth.